When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The SewHere.com Dressmaker's Delight Box is now available. Go to SewHere.com/box to order yours today.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And this is a bonus episode dedicated to our second ever Sew Here box.
Okay.
Okay. Mom's like, great.
Glad you told me that. Now I know what to talk about.
So we have decided to start doing these boxes every quarter.
Are those my scissors?
You can't have them because they're for the box. They are your scissors. Okay. You want to visit them? Do you want to visit them?
Oh, thanks.
Okay, here you go.
Thanks.
I'll let you hold them.
I can hold
them
for a minute. Okay.
So we've decided to do these quarterly boxes that include some of our favorite sewing materials. They're quarterly because we include a bunch of stuff in the boxes. It's, you know, this is no $15 box, right?
Right.
Because those scissors are like
Is there anything that costs less than $15 that
well,
you sew with? Probably. Not that I sew with, but there's probably
a
something.
A lot of things in this box are things that you're going to have forever, kind of like in the last
or
box.
Or you're going to want to use forever,
yeah.
Even if you use it up.
Our first box was called the Indulge Edition, and this one is called the Dressmaker's Delight. And one of the first things
And I have been calling it the Dressmaker's Dream, so if you hear that someplace, that would be me who did that.
It's your dressmaker's dream come true. Talk to us about these scissors, though, that are included in the box, Mom.
Well, these scissors have a small blade.
Uh-huh.
Which I like. Is this a 2.5-inch, 3-inch blade?
Well,
I don't
they
know.
Call it a 6.5-inch.
It's a 6.5-inch scissor.
Scissor.
But
yeah.
It has a small blade, like a 4-inch
right.
Size pair of scissors. But the handles are big so that I can put like all of my fingers and my thumb in, and I can cut, and my hand does not fatigue. They also go for left or right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're not handed.
Right, they're not handed. And the other thing that I like about them, the reason I bought them originally was because they were big, because I work with small scissors at the sewing machine, and there's a reason for that. But the handle was big, so I could get my hands in them, and I didn't lose them. And then I realized that just ergonomically that you've got this big handle, so when you make this big move, it transfers to that little move much. It makes it much smoother.
So it's a big, easy to handle thing, but with a small, precise scissor
right.
that is ZD approved
That's
to be
right.
near your sewing machine. So
right.
the sewing police will not come get you. They're like the perfect happy medium between a pair of snips and a pair of shears.
Right. And before this, I used to use like a 4-inch pair
uh-huh.
of scissors for my tiny scissors.
Like little embroidery
right.
scissors.
Right, like what they would call embroidery scissors.
But
sure.
these have a nice, and the handle is plastic, so it's very comfortable.
Well, it's covered in plastic. It has
yes.
a metal handle, but mm-hmm. it's covered in a soft plastic so that, you know. It's more comfortable to the hand.
The other thing we're including is one of your favorite interfacing alternatives, and that is cotton organdy.
I love, love, love cotton organdy for many things.
Uh-huh. Tell us about how you use it a little.
Well,
don't go too
long. I do use it as interfacing.
Uh-huh.
So I never use like those woven papery type non-woven interfacings for one reason is they do not act like fabric. They do not launder like fabric. They do not dry clean like fabric. But cotton organdy does.
Yes.
And cotton organdy has a stiffness about it, and it's strong, and it irons out really nice, and you don't get crinklies with it. You know, the other product that's not woven can actually turn crinkly on you and make a noise at some point in time.
A lot of people complain about that. So if you're spending a lot of time on a garment, and you know, we're including what we hope to include is like a big sort of like a fat quarter of white and a fat quarter of black cotton organdy, and you're going to really have that for quite a long time because you're just cutting.
Right. This is just for like your interface. Well, it could be on a collar or a facing
big.
Or whatever,
yeah.
Depending on what you're making.
Uh-huh.
Right. And the other thing that actually I like it for is a press cloth.
Yes. Yes. So if
because
you,
you can see through it, yet it's cotton. So it's strong, you know, the strong cotton fibers against that hot, hot iron. But you can see what you're doing through it.
And the stuff that we have is 100% Egyptian cotton. Mm-hmm. It is very, very high quality. I'm really excited. We spent a long time trying to.
Hard to source.
Well, there's some. Yeah. It's not so hard to source if you don't worry about the quality. But this is nice stuff. We didn't want to get like the crappy stuff.
Well, and there's a lot of organdy that's not 100% cotton.
That's right. It'll be like a cotton poly blend or something like that. So we've got the cotton organdy, we have the scissors, and then we have two measuring implements in this box that I'm really excited about. And one of them is your snappy slidey tape measure.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that guy.
Well, when I discovered that, I went out of my mind because I could measure myself instead of like holding my, you know, finger up to the end of the, you know, where the tape measure met the number. And the other thing that was really nice was even measuring other people, because you can, you know, put it around the person, snap it into place, and then you just pop the snap, and the slide remains in the right place. So you don't have to worry about reading it while you're on the person measuring.
Right. And when you're measuring yourself, I like to really use the example of the underbust because like you imagine, you're like your breasts are covering up.
Right.
You can't see the tape.
You can't
measure,
really see.
Right?
So well, and if you put your finger there, you're scrunching.
Yeah,
so you're changing
so you
your
can,
shape.
You can stand up straight. Right. You can bring this around whatever area of your body you need to. You can slide it to tighten it and then just unsnap it. And there's this little red line
that's on
the slider that's like, your underbust is.
I sold a lot of these
whatever.
To trainers at one time, especially like when male trainers were measuring females, so that this way the female could measure herself in a certain place that he, you know, he wouldn't want to, if he didn't want, or she wasn't feeling, whoever didn't feel comfortable, you know, the person could measure themselves. So it was a big like thing for personal trainers for a while.
I'm really excited about those. Those were actually a little hard to source.
Those were hard to source. We used to get those, and then they stopped.
They're from Germany.
Yep.
That's where they're from. I know.
Now we know.
So we've got snappy, slidey, easy check tape measure, and then the other thing we have is the flexible ruler, and this was like the big kind of push. People were like, I'm so excited.
The other thing about that ruler is we have the long one, and we don't have like the little 14-inch one.
Right.
You know, it's just sort of senseless to have the small one because you're eventually going to need the long one.
Yeah, the regular price for like the 36-inch flexible curve is like $20.
Yeah,
you know?
and it's worth it.
Right, it is.
It's worth it.
Since we get to order in bulk and we're packaging it with all this other stuff, you know, everything just ends up being discounted for the price of the box.
Right.
And so if you are, you know, wanting to get a flexible curve in order to draft like arm size, or everybody in the Self Sewn Wardrobe group is just freaking out. They can't wait to put it on their crotches.
What were we doing the other day? We were measuring a circle or curve or something.
And
I mean,
we
it's great
it.
Instead of like standing your tape measure up on edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can lay this on there and it just seems so much easier to use.
Now the next thing that I'm really excited about, that a lot of people are really excited about, but that you're too cool for school that you don't need to use.
Well, I've never had to use it. I think it's very cool.
Okay, so what it is a pattern notcher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these pattern notchers, it's like a little punch. It's like a hole punch, except it doesn't make a hole. It makes a little notch, right?
Yeah, it makes a little U-shape, sort of.
And it makes a quarter-inch little notch, and I think it's about a quarter by like a 16th of an inch.
Right.
So it's not just a slit.
It's sort of like maybe the width of the lead of a pencil, maybe, a little bit wider, maybe.
Right, and a few people were like, you know, I don't like to notch in my patterns because I can't see it when I slit in with like a rotor cutter. I'm like, oh, well, this makes actually like a little...
Right, this takes away some of the fabric.
Yes, it really does. So you can see it very nicely. And so a lot of people have heard, you know, not just from us, but, you know, on any article, blog post, class that you take where it's like, oh, learn the industry secrets to sewing so faster without pins, blah, 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 is that, you know, you match up notches on your pattern and then you go forth, right? Mm-hmm. And so we say,
but one of the industry tricks is, you don't cut those notches coming out.
That's right. You cut them going in to your seam allowance.
Well, you make a little clip.
Make a little clip. And so some people, like maybe me, sometimes feel a little insecure as I'm cutting out my pattern pieces. I'm like, oh my gosh, am I going to cut in too far? Am I going to clip too far into my seam allowance?
Right.
And this pattern notcher is awesome because you can't clip in any farther.
It's just like, it looks like, too, the dog's toenail clipper where it has...
It does.
It'll only cut so far.
That's right. It'll only cut so far. So that's nice for me. I have run across YouTube videos that say that this is only to be used on paper or cardboard.
Right.
And I don't think so.
Okay. So I want to tell you about using it.
You can. Yeah.
If you do use it on a cardboard pattern or, you know, the other thing I like is the brown paper pattern.
Yeah.
The brown paper for pattern, especially if I'm making 42 of something or whatever. You notch it in on that paper. And if you're still afraid to notch the fabric for some reason, what you can do is now that's notched in, so you don't have to lift up the fabric and you can just go by and chalk it.
Chalk
it in that little hole.
So you can chalk it, or you can be like, oh, the tip of my scissors needs to just stop here. My rotary cutter needs to stop here. So we
use it on fabric, too.
Yeah, Sam and Becca and I, we tested it. Okay, so it's very satisfying to notch the felt. Okay.
Yeah. Well, because it does a really pretty.
It does a very pretty notch in the felt. But then we're like, okay, let's try it on something else. So we tried it on. We tried on some rayon chalet.
Yeah,
tried
lycra.
Some quilting cotton on some knit. And it doesn't, the die cutter, like little punch thing, it doesn't make as clean a cut on some fabrics.
Right, but it will give you a mark. I mean, you know it's there.
And
because
so if I'm like, what I plan on doing for my knit garments is I will be notching in my paper pattern.
Right.
Okay. I'll lay it down. I'll cut it with a rotary cutter, and then I'm going to use it as a guide.
Right.
My notch in to not bring in my rotary cutter too much. So it's definitely a tool that you're going to be so happy.
Yeah, it's fun.
In your sewing
room. It is. It's nice.
Okay, so to make this up, well, we can keep going,
I guess. It's probably something you wouldn't just buy yourself either. It's a good thing to be in the...
Well, and a few people are like, well, maybe I want one. I don't know.
Right.
They can, on some of the retailer websites that I've seen, they've been for sale.
Oh, they sell for $20-$25.
For some pretty high prices.
Yeah.
So you're definitely getting a lot of value for the box.
That's right.
And we are also including an elastic sample kit in this box.
They're my favorite elastics.
ZD's favorite elastics. You're going to get some, I think, a size or two of cotton swimwear elastic.
That's right. My favorite elastic of all time.
That's ZD's favorite. You're going to get some lingerie elastic. It'll be white. You can dye it if you got something to use it on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a fun serger project that I use the lingerie elastic for with decorative thread. And then some clear elastic as well.
Right.
You're going to get those in your kit. So you can kind of try those out and see why we like them so much. And then something.
And why they're necessary, really, if you,
especially for making.
Especially when you're with the knits and with
knit
the sergers and things like that.
You're going to receive nylon snaps. And ZD is going to do a very special video for you.
Clear nylon snaps.
Clear little baby nylon snaps.
That you can make lingerie guides with.
Lingerie guides. I'm really excited for you to make that video because whenever I show anybody how to do that, they're like, whoa.
I know. I used to put them in people's dresses and they go, oh my. It's that easy.
Get all excited,
It's that simple. Yeah.
It's that easy to impress someone.
That's
so
right.
If you're sewing for someone else, that can be a fun thing to do. Another place I've seen people use them is on ready-made shirts, ready-to-wear shirts.
Well, I put them sometimes between the buttons. In fact, when I used to make even jackets, especially like a Chanel type jacket that had buttons down the front, I always put snaps between the buttons, and that's why it lays flat. And believe me, Chanel does that too.
So you're going to receive a couple of surprises in your box, and one of
them. And Mallory always wants to tell you, stop telling them. Don't give them too many hints.
I won't. But one of them, we say it's an enamel pin.
Yeah.
It is a surprise, okay? And it is an exclusive enamel pin design only for So Here Box purchasers. We're going to keep.
That's right.
We're going to keep back. We do have extra, but we're going to keep them back for a couple months, and they are only going to be available to So Here Box
just
purchasers.
Just our special people.
That's right. So I'm so excited about it. We're going to show it off before we ship out right before we ship out the boxes. I'm going to show it to
she
people.
Can't stand it.
I can't stand it. Now, this box, there's a limited edition, okay? There are only 100 boxes.
Right.
We let people who ordered the first box, we let them kind of have first dibs
right.
and if they wanted the next box. And so there are only about 35 boxes left as of today. So get online, order them. They are $94.99 for the U.S. and they are $104.99 for international. And in order to get free shipping on the box only, please use the code DRESSMAKER and your shipping will be erased when you go to checkout. So, and for a full list of everything that's on the box, go to sohere.com/box, check it out, and order yours today.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.